first off, Carnell, when Julian first got here, about when did you realize he was pretty special as a quarterback?
I knew he was very special when he first got here. He throws a very accurate ball, understands the game of football.
Was there a moment, maybe in spring practice back then, that he stood out?
The moment I realized he can go was he threw a field hole shot in the red zone. Not too many quarterbacks can make that play, and not alone freshman quarterbacks.
Andy Anders for real?
Just take me through the catch over two defenders for the touchdown and what it feels to make a play like that.
It was just a great ball from Drew for giving me the chance to go up there and make the play. And then it just happened to be two defenders up there. I just went up there and grabbed the ball.
Spencer. Julian, you seem to be getting more comfortable with kind of using your shoulders, evading some pressure when it comes your way. Where do you feel like you've grown in that regard and kind of using the pocket to your advantage?
Yeah, I think, you know, if the offense calls for that and the play calls for that, you know, sometimes we're getting pressure and we weren't having our back able to get out because he was in protection. So I think, you know, it's just all about, can we keep the play alive and, you know, manage and, keep playing to play the next down.
Chip Gilbert. Carnell, your hands, just go up, snatch balls, grab balls. Have you always caught the ball that way? Did you used to cradle some? Did you learn to do it differently, or just is that natural?
No, I've always been learning to catch the ball with my hands, and I just going to continue to do that week in and week out. Then we always work on it in the practice, and then Coach Hart always preaches on it. Always catch the ball with your hands, never your body.
Over here, okay, we're taking Robinson.
Julian, Ryan was talking about, and obviously you know that defenses are trying to take away the deep ball from you guys. Go to Carnell, seemed like a similar thing. It's a very small window, though, deep there. Just what did you see on that play that made you think, like, I can fit this ball on this tight window and he can go and make this catch?
Yeah, he ran a great route, got the guy's feet stopped, and then, you know, was able to you're talking about the first touchdown, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the guy's feet to stop and then, you know, reaccelerate and just, you know, put it up high, give him a chance, and he made a great play, and, you know, that's all we can ask for.
Front row, Patrick Murphy.
Julian, similar to the question Carnell was asked, you got here, how quickly did you start to realize what Carnell gave you in the receiving game and the player he was?
Yeah, I think, you know, you knew about him coming in because, you know, he had a great freshman year. But, you know, just the route running, his hands and ability to get open, you know, you quickly see it on day one and, you know, it's evident in practice and then in games.
Dan, Carnell, what would you tell Heisman voters about the guy next to you?
He the truth. He the Heisman winner. Ain't no question, if, ands, or doubts. Each and every week he go out there to prove to us why he's a Heisman winner.
Second row, Dave Holmes.
Hey, Julian, I mean, you go against the defense in practice. I'm curious what you think of the run. They're kind of on a heater right now and what you see out of them.
Yeah, it's a very good defense. I mean, Coach Patricia, they do a really good job. They give us some crazy looks. So I think, you know, when we go out there on Saturday, we have a lot of confidence, you know, going out there prepared because we've seen it all. I was just talking to Coach Patricia in the locker room today about a look that, you know, the defense gave us, and he was like, you know, I've given you some crazy looks in practice, and, you know, you're prepared for it all.
Front row, Bill Bittles.
Julian, when you hear what Carnell just said about the Heisman, you're 7 games into your career, really, as a starter. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm really just playing one game at a time and trying to, you know, do my best to, you know, execute the offense and keep improving. You know, I think our offense is all about just keep improving week by week, and, you know, we're not where we want to be yet. We want to be playing our best football in December, November.
Joe Nugent.
Julian, how have you changed from that first game where it was a balanced attack to today where the coaches were comfortable throwing over and over and over again? A lot of trust in you.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, what the game called for. You know, they were very stout in the box, and, you know, we saw the ability to you know, take advantage of plays outside with the RPO game, and I think the receivers did a good job of, you know, spacing it out and catch knifing, and they made some great plays making guys miss after.
Do two more, Steven Means.
Julian, who's the better Biletnikoff for war candidate? The guy sitting next to you, or number 4?
It's really tough. You know, we got two guys who, you know, when it's one on one and you're looking both sides, you're like, I mean, I have full confidence that both these guys are going to go score a touchdown for us. So it's really tough, but we have a great receiver room here, and you know, these guys make some great plays for us.
All right, last one for these two guys, and we'll bring in Caden Curry. Go to Rob Oliver.
Yeah, Carnell, coaches drill into you one play at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time. How hard is it to stay focused on now and not look ahead to future games, playoff? Let's just get there.
It's always hard. There's a lot of distractions out there in college football. A lot of teams out there are losing, and a lot of things are at stake. But then you also got to live in the present moment, and you can't affect the future. You only can affect what's going on now. So we just got to play football now, and then worry about what's going on now and what's in front of us, and not next week or a week after that.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.